Kinsey, a new movie about sex researcher Alfred Kinsey opens today. Kinsey surveyed the sexual behavior of thousands of people in the 1940s and 50s. His research changed laws and, some argue, social mores. Some conservative groups have come out against the film, saying it doesn't show enough of Kinsey's flaws and that it mocks Christianity and condones immorality. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan likes the movie.
Kinsey, America's most famous sex researcher, was the first to expose the gap between public moral rhetoric and private bedroom behavior. In Kinsey, intelligently written and directed by Bill Condon, this driven, obsessive pioneer comes to the screen with a psychological complexity his contemporaries never imagined. This is a conventional film about an unconventional man. It uses the forms of old Hollywood to tell a story that would have given heart failure to the Warner Brothers and their fellow tycoons.
Why offer a marriage course? Because society has interfered with what should be a normal biological development, causing a scandalous delay of sexual activity.
Kinsey had a huge impact on the world we live in, preparing the way for both the gay rights and women's liberation movements. Even more remarkably, nearly half a century after his death, Kinsey remains controversial. This is due to revelations about his unconventional lifestyle, which includes encouraging married members of his inner circle, including his wife, to have open relationships. Fitting all this into a film biography is a daunting task, but Condon, who wrote and directed Gods and Monsters and won an Oscar for the screenplay, succeeds by employing a dispassionate tone that echoes Kinsey's own.
What brings you to New York, Dr. Kinsey?
We'll be taking the sex histories of artists, writers, and actors, including the entire cast of A Streetcar Named Desire. We'll also be interviewing women for our next book, which is a female study.
Condon instinctively understands that nothing is more effective than bringing a conventional touch to incendiary material. Though some of the controversial aspects of the life are softened, Kinsey has the fortitude to deal with all of them. The form may echo venerable classics like The Life of Emile Zola, but that's where the resemblance ends. Kinsey is fortunate in having Liam Neeson as its star. As his Oscar-winning work in Schindler's List demonstrated, he's at his best when he's portraying messianic personalities. He gives one of his most fully realized performances here, as does Laura Linney as his wife. She and Neeson play together on Broadway in Arthur Miller's The Crucible, and that familiarity was a factor in the deeply connected performances they give here.
I think I really fell in love with you tonight. Seeing you here.
Do you think we can make this work, Mac?
I don't know. I've heard some people just don't fit together.
There's no one I'd rather be with.
Kinsey doesn't resort to excess, doesn't forget to make its story dramatic, and the film doesn't hesitate to remind us that as a society, we're better off not acting out of ignorance. There is no ocean of greater magnitude than the sexual function, Kinsey wrote in the introduction to his second book. The guidance he provided to help navigate that sea made for a notable life and a frank and significant film.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.